Hey all, Peter Zion here. I am in the Hoover Wilderness, which is one of my favorite spots on the planet. Lots of rock and water. Today we're taking another question from the Patreon crowd, and specifically, what's the future of the tech sector as everything Trump and everything deglobalization kicks in? Well, the summation is it's not pretty. There's a lot going on, so we're going to break this video into two parts. First, we're going to talk about classic manufacturing. Lots of folks think that all of our tech products and electronics in general come from China, but that's a bit of a misnomer. China is a place where some of the parts are built, certainly, and where a lot of the final stuff is assembled, but it's not typically where it's manufactured. And when you're talking about tech products, you're talking about not dozens, but hundreds and maybe even thousands of supply chain steps. For example, your typical laptop or smartphone has somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 pieces in it, and each of those pieces have their own supply chain. What happens in this weird world we live in of globalization is that the parts are made incrementally by different labor forces with different industrial plants, typically in different countries. And then those various components are brought together at a location and assembled into a sub piece. And that sub piece is then shipped off somewhere else where it's put into another piece, and on and on and on until you get your finished product. So when you're talking about something like a smartphone, it probably touches 5 to 11 countries on its way before it even gets to you, much less before it crosses the Pacific. So East Asia, because of its widely differentiated supply chains and widely differentiated labor structures, is where most of this is done, because the high end is done in places like Korea or Japan. Whew. We're gonna pause until the uphill's done. All right, where was I? So the high end stuff, Taiwan, Korea, like DRAM chips come from Korea. The GPUs that everyone obsesses about come from Taiwan, but the photomasks that make it possible to make these things, that all comes from Japan. The purified materials might come from the United States. The lasers from California. The etching machines from the Netherlands. Injection molding might be done in China. Wiring might be done in Vietnam. You get the idea. It's a really big network. Any part of deglobalization that hits any part of the world is going to break up those chains. And since roughly 80-85% of tech manufacturing is Asia-centric, we're looking at basically cascading failures. Because remember, if you have a phone that has 1,000 parts and you're missing one part, you just have a really expensive paperweight. Anywho, in this way, what's going on with US trade policy is borderline suicidal. Because what it has done is put a tariff barrier between all the Asian countries and the United States, which actively, aggressively disincentivizes American participation in those supply chains. Because if you were once reliant on a part from, say, California, and now shipping the inputs in from Asia to do the value add, has this onerous tariff cost upon it, you're going to look to move that thing out of California to someplace like Korea or Japan. And so what we're starting to see in the manufacturing space for tech is a de-Americanization. Not that we were doing a whole lot of it either anyway. We were doing certain pieces, but there's now no incentive for those pieces to stay here. So if you look down the road, when deglobalization gets worse, and say when China goes away, we're gonna have very, very little to work from. We're just not gonna have tech products. Obviously, I would like to think everyone sees that as a bit of a problem. If you wanna move that stuff here, tariffs are absolutely not the right tool for the job. They do the opposite. That's problem one. Next time, we'll talk about problem two.